And breathing is an easy example, but what most people don't know, they don't realize, is that you can have conscious awareness of everything in your unconscious. You can have conscious awareness of everything at the first level of the unconscious, meaning your body. And you can have conscious control also of everything in your unconscious. In fact, you can train for your conscious mind to be able to be aware of every single thing inside your body and to be able to control every single thing inside your body. It can also be aware of everything inside your emotions. And it can also control everything inside your emotions and your memories. It can control every thought you have. It can focus on any thought you have. See, but most people just live unconsciously. Their conscious mind is not really functioning. Their spotlight is not really shining. And Huna is a way of getting that spotlight to work perfectly, to shine brightly, and to be able to control anything inside your unconscious mind. Now, most of the time, you want most things to function unconsciously because it would be too much work. You have to like consciously make your liver work or consciously make your memory store itself the way it does. You don't want to have to consciously control or consciously be aware of everything at all times, but you want to have the choice. You want to be able to, when you choose to and when you need to be able to change your unconscious programming. First, to become aware of it, and then to change it in such a way that your autopilot system runs the way you want it to run, meaning the way you consciously want it to run. So once again, your lower self is the huge warehouse where you store everything that's yours. Your middle self is that spotlight that can shine on every part of that warehouse, but can also control every single thing or move every single thing that's inside that warehouse. It can disintegrate what's there, like kind of like a laser beam, like a phaser disintegrating something you don't like. It can also materialize something you want inside that warehouse. It's kind of a transporter, like a transporter from Star Trek. It can materialize things and it can make things leave the warehouse. And the warehouse is like a factory where things happen automatically. It's like there's machines everywhere moving things around, creating things, putting things together, taking things apart, and so on. That's your unconscious mind at work. Thinking about your middle self and your lower self with these metaphors will avoid a lot of confusion. So you have a clear picture of what your conscious mind does and what your unconscious mind does. As much as I can, I'm going to avoid using any Hawaiian terminology because most people don't speak Hawaiian. I don't want to have to define every single word. And the truth is, I want people from different traditions to be able to understand what I'm talking about. So I'm going to use the most common English words that I can when I define these things. That's one reason why I'm sticking to the terms conscious mind and unconscious mind, because most people have some sort of an idea of what those terms mean already. We'll talk about this a bit later, but for now, I want you to, as an exercise, to think of this. When you dream, when you're in a dream state, is that a state of consciousness or a state of unconsciousness? Meaning, where do the dreams come from and which mind is involved? Is it your conscious mind or is it your lower self? Now, the higher self, the superconscious mind, has not been a part of traditional Western psychology like the conscious mind or the subconscious, unconscious mind has been. So explaining the higher self to most people, it's a little bit more complicated than explaining the middle self or the lower self. In fact, a lot of modern Western psychologists would say, well, the higher self is just a facet, a part of the lower self, of the unconscious mind, because they divide the human mind into the conscious and the unconscious mind, and that's about it. Now, for the kahuna, for the practitioner of Huna, the higher self, the superconscious mind, is definitely something different from the unconscious mind. So I'm gonna skip over the superconscious mind for now, and I'm gonna devote a CD to explain the superconscious mind. So if you want to know more about a superconscious mind, and you definitely do want to know more about it, because otherwise, without the superconscious mind, there really is no Huna practice, you can go ahead and listen to that superconscious mind CD, the higher self CD. I recommend you wait until the right time to listen to it. The CDs are numbered, so just listen to them in order. But later, after you've heard the whole thing, you're already practicing if you want to go back and study a little bit more about the higher self. You can just pop in the higher self CD and just work with that. I will say for now that in order for you to contact your higher self, your higher mind, you have to enter into a state of hyper awareness. That is very important. You have to know how to enter a state of hyper awareness in order for you to contact your higher mind. And one thing that most people, even practitioners of Kahuna, don't know is that the higher self for a Kahuna is a higher self on many levels, but on one level it's called a higher self because it's actually physically located above your head. That's the seat of your higher self. It's located above your head. Your middle self is located in the middle of your body. And your lower self should be located below your feet, actually. Below your feet and into the ground. Outside your body, just like the higher self is in some ways outside your body above, balancing the lower self below your feet. And we'll talk a bit more about what that means and how to get there and what difference it makes where they're located a little bit later. But for now, I just want to keep that in mind. So when you actually work with understanding, when you start scanning and try to sense, this is my conscious mind thinking now, oh, that was an unconscious thought I just had. And then when we start working with the superconscious mind, you can actually see how these sensations actually can originate from above your head, from the middle of your body, and from below your feet.